Kelly Root is here. Kelly is, of course, Crane's Detroit Business Executive Editor. That's how we kick off a new week. Good morning to you, Kelly.
Good morning, Paul W., and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet of you. Did you have a great Easter holiday?
I did. Luckily, it was sunny. Went to Grand Rapids for a family wedding and did a little bit of traveling, and that was nice before the snow, which will be light from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's. I guess we're talking about that, whether it's going to really be as heavy as they say or not. Let's get to the current Crane's Detroit business. You can go to cranesdetroit.com, cranesdetroit.com. The rise of EVs could be bad news for smaller traditional manufacturers?
Yes. Our manufacturing reporter, Kurt Nagel, took an in-depth look at something that is not a crisis right now. You know, the automotive industry sold nearly 15 million light vehicles in the United States last year, and nearly 90% of them were gas-powered. So this is not something that is happening overnight, but, you know, as you've talked about and we've discussed before, EVs are grabbing more market share in the automotive industry. And this is a concern of smaller and mid-sized automotive suppliers who, you know, are going to need to adapt. And the tier one giants like BorgWarner and American Axle, they're already investing hundreds of millions to acquire and develop the EV technology. But the smaller companies don't have the money or the technology to guarantee a stake in that future. And, you know, we talked to one supplier who says he looks out in the factory and sees that this part number is dying this year, that part number is dying in the next year, and there's nothing behind it. He doesn't have quotes out there for 23, 24, and 25. And this is a big issue for about 2,200 small and medium-sized suppliers in Michigan, most of which have some dependence on the internal combustion engine, and they're looking at, you know, what changes they need to make. The concerns that they have are that EV motors are relatively generic among make and models. The software is the ultimate differentiator, so that means less work for manufacturers right there. And EV parts require far more precision, which requires millions of dollars in machine upgrades. And then lastly, order volumes, at least for now, are a fraction of those for internal combustion engines. So a contract for an EV part is typically, you know, much, much less than a contract for an internal combustion part. So this is something that, you know, they're all looking toward the future to figure out exactly how they're going to adapt. But within the next decade, this will be something that all of them are going to have to face.
Everybody's going to have to adapt. Everybody to the whole EV world. But we'll see that as it comes along. A new hotel coming to the Hudson's Tower site. That's interesting.
Yes, this is a scoop by our real estate reporter, Kirk Pinho. He is reporting that a hotel chain called The Edition is coming to the Hudson site. This is a luxury brand founded by a guy named Ian Schrager, who was a co-founder of the Studio 54 nightclub in New York City some time ago.
I knew him. It was some time ago. It's when I was working in New York, 85 to 90, and I knew Ian Schrager. And frankly, until I read your story in the current issue of Crane's Detroit Business, I would never have guessed he was still alive.
This is a fascinating hotel chain that he's working on. I was taking a look at this. There are locations. There's only 11 locations, I believe, so far, including in the United States, Miami Beach, New York City, West Hollywood. There are upcoming locations in Tampa, Scottsdale, Nashville, among others. Detroit will be next. This hotel chain bills itself as being the anti-hotel chain and says that it is an individualized experience with properties designed to give guests a curated taste of the locale, reflecting the best of cultural and societal milieu. So it's going to be
That'll be $450, please.
Yes, right. So Detroit will be the city of Detroit. Flavor and culture will presumably be part of this hotel experience. So it's going to be interesting to see how that you know, how that goes.
It is indeed, and we don't have time to get into it too deeply, but I would suggest picking up the current issue of Crane's Detroit Business or going online at cranesdetroit.com and take a look at the reality that it appears venture capital investment is cooling in the great state of Michigan. That's of concern, obviously, but at least be are forewarned about that. Always a pleasure, Kelly Root. Thank you for your help this morning, as always.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Crane's Detroit Business Executive Editor, Kelly Root. We start our Mondays off with the folks from Crane's because they really start you off with what's happening in business, what took place, what is about to take place, and what will maybe be happening in the future. It's all right here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.